We are being sweetened to death. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. America tends to be a land of excess, but there is one thing you can never get too much of: obesity studies. And the latest one is good news for a change. It says that obesity is not our fault. I mean, finally, something we don't have to feel guilty about. Obesity expert Dr. Robert Lustig of UC San Francisco studied the hormones that control eating and found that the human body is driven to eat more by the way our food is poisoned with sugar. Everything from yogurt to white bread is laced with sugars that cause the body to believe it's still hungry. That's because the sugar stimulates insulin, and the insulin blocks the I feel full hormone from reaching the hypothalamus. So you keep eating, and apparently, until that hormone kicks in, you will eat and eat and eat until your belt snaps, at which point the my belt snapped hormone kicks in, and the hypothalamus finally gets the message. This is why, he says, it is unfair to blame obesity on personal weakness, because sugar is literally addictive. And kicking sugar is like kicking nicotine, except that it's harder because we're living on the Big Rock Candy Mountain out here. Every can of soda has 10 teaspoons of sugar in it, enough to terrify even a well-adjusted hypothalamus. And that's why Dr. Lustig says the only way to control obesity is to warn people about highly processed food and even ban products with too much sugar. Of course, the beverage industry is against this. They know the main problem isn't the sugar. It's those dang human hormones. They cause obesity, premarital sex, pimples. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.